Sometimes in hotels like this, after the evening supper, you have cabaret. Today you have a tambourine. It's a meditation, not a cabaret. But suggested we can start with the meditation for half an hour. I will leave that, and afterwards we have this Q&A. And that's always much better than me just deciding what to talk about. I do that in the morning times, but in the evening, questions you have, and put them in the box. They're anonymous, so you don't need to be concerned or nervous about the questions you ask. And also, I prefer doing the questions and answers than having personal interviews, because my experience is that when people ask their personal questions, and they come in a long line, and the first one who comes in, I listen to them, and they have their question, the second person comes in, I've heard that before, and the third person who comes in, here we go again. So you may think that your questions are just relating to yourself, but actually they relate to everybody. So instead of having your own personal questions, just wanting to meet with me by yourself, it's great to put them in a box so we can share the answers to everyone. So everyone can enjoy the answers and benefit from the answers to your questions. Okay, so now, if you'd like, simply, we do 30 minutes meditation and we'll do the questions and answers until people feel tired. And I see people falling asleep, then I'll ring the bell for you to sleep properly in bed. So, you like to close your eyes. With your eyes closed, bring up some kindness first of all. Some goodwill, some compassion to your own body first of all. Sometimes we do treat our body quite harshly because we have no choice. We have to rush around, do many things, look after others. Now is the time for you to look after this vehicle, this body of yours. So first of all, just check how is it sitting. Be kind to your own body. Legs, you've got to do a lot of work for me, so I'm going to be kind to you. Make sure that you're really comfortable, so you can relax, so that you can become healthy and strong. So when you care and give compassion and goodwill, even to something like your legs respond. They start to relax. They start to become at ease. Because you are mindful of that area of your body. And you have this wonderful relationship between your mind and that part of your body. And the legs relax. You can actually feel the experience. The sensations, that's all I'm doing now, my leg sensations are changing. They become really loose and open and tingling and comfortable. Say a bit TLC, tender, loving care, this is what we're doing. Just with our minds, spreading love and kindness, care, goodwill, friendship to our own legs, so we don't explore them. Once my legs feel really nice and comfortable, actually, I feel so good, I don't want to leave them. No, I'm going to move up to my bottom now. If you sit for many hours like I do, even on cushions, your bottom can get very soft. So I make sure that in the very beginning, I take care all those muscles which have to support my body. Feel them. Feel compassion towards them. And feel the tension start to be released. Kindness, care, together with mindfulness, comes relaxing. You don't need to believe me, you can feel it for yourself. Your mindfulness and kindness relax the stuff. Then I move up to my back, the whole torso. So many people, even some of my monks, have bad backs. And so what have you been doing? How have you been looking after your back, caring for it? So I feel my back. And I really wish it happiness and well-being and freedom from pain. My back tells me how I need to position it. Stretching it. Whenever you stretch, all these endorphins get released into your bloodstream. And it's a beautiful pleasure, a good stretch. And then I relax my back. Because I have a good attitude, kindness towards my back, I can feel pressures being released. Tension's been loosened. I can feel that happening. My mindfulness gives me that feedback. So my back is just so at ease. It feels good. My arms and hands, because I'm holding a microphone, I can't put my hands in a small posture. When you put your hands, it could be on your knees, it could be in your lap. You have the right hand over the left, or the left over the right, whichever you want. It's always more comfortable for you.
The irritation gets less.
Like an enemy, I've got pain, I've got tumor, and I can feel it tense now. It's not the way to get good health. Leave it, be kind to it, leave it again, and you notice it gets more at ease. Trying to find something to cut. I thought it would be good. Well, it was smart. Any controls. I'm going to focus on that. Be kind. Open the door of my heart to my body. Be friendly to it. Everything relaxes. Your body is doing some work, stay with your body. Feel ready and go to this peace on its own. That thing in my mind which tells me how peaceful, how relaxed, how at ease I feel, or how tired, how irritated, how agitated. That's what mindfulness does. It makes you aware. It's important to be aware of the correct thing. Go for the main thing. How peaceful, how agitated you are. Once you can become aware of how peaceful, how agitated you are, the peace on its own, it becomes pretty easy to manipulate that peace on its own. Feel yourself getting more and more peaceful, more and more content. As much as your body relaxes, so does your mind relax as well. Letting go of all past and all future. Happy to be with whatever you're aware of. Not struggling, striving, trying to get rid of things or trying to achieve things. But being here. Being in this moment. Making peace with this moment. Caring for it, not trying to cure it. Being patient. Not waiting for something to happen, but waiting in this moment. See if you can know how that affects your peace on it. If it really is letting go, kindness, embracing, if it really is those things, you become more and more peaceful. The mind becomes at ease. Outside of meditation, you have to struggle and strive, do stuff. But this is the time for relaxing the mind. And do that by being kind. But it happens quite naturally. The more peaceful you become, the less there is to be aware of. All these thoughts tend to calm down. The thoughts are not the problem, they're a symptom of the problem of not being peaceful enough. If you address the agitation of the mind by bringing it to more and more peace, thought just simply don't come up. You don't need thoughts, you don't consider it. And peaceful. And usually, to become aware of the breathing, ask yourself, are you breathing in or are you breathing out right now? You will know which one it is. How you know is not important. Where do you know the presence going in or going out? That is most important. Keep this simple. All you need to know is what's going in or what's going out. Just that much, no more. It's called being aware of the breath, of this feeling of the breath.
After a while, energy